report. Matt St. John.
I gave my report at the beginning of the meeting, and then I don't have
Anything else. No, I know, but I wanted to ask.
Yep.
It's on the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay. Asked and answered, right? Board member requests for future agenda items, and I'll call on board member Noren. I know he has one.
I just want to test the idea. We heard a lot of information yesterday on Elk River, and I would like to put it out there as a question about how we reconcile the information we had with direction that we are then going to either give to staff or not. In fact, I would just put it out there that, you know, it's, we have a subcommittee that have had the, of two board members that have worked together on this, and there's a lot of really interesting information, and I guess my question is, how do we resolve this? Do we do it as an open item, or how do we envision doing this? What's wrong?
Does anyone object to that on the board or not see the need? I was approached by board member Noren, and I thought it was a great idea because we got all this information. I didn't feel comfortable spouting off without studying it and thinking about it on Elk and Freshwater, but we're still in a quandary where I don't know how much input staff's gotten from the board, and I sort of think we need to keep the process moving. We're going to need to have a maybe instead of a study session, a talk session, but
I guess I'd be looking for some guidance on process. I echo your sentiments from yesterday. I just wanted to hear a lot, and I recognize we're being asked for direction, but we owe it to everybody to circle back and render that decision. Mr. Giusti?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time on this subject in the last 2.5 months. I didn't feel comfortable leaving staff hanging yesterday. I feel that it was unresolved. They've worked very hard on it as well. So the challenge I think we have is that I know all of you have been involved with Elk River for some of you a number of years. And I value your input and I need your input, but we can't do it behind closed doors. And so the challenge will be to structure structure some type of method where board member Hale and I can perhaps put something together that would serve as a basis for talking points, but then I'm not sure I need council's direction on this. You know, can we even share, council? If one of us was to develop an outline of talking points, could we share it among all the board members to serve as a baseline for discussion, a starting point for discussion? I'm unsure how to share information and not have an iterative dialogue, but for member Hale and myself to put together a package to provide to the rest of the board so that when we do meet and have a public discussion, everybody's more or less on the same page.
Okay, so regardless of, I'm going to have to give that some thought as to the actual process of that, and I'm also going to look into whether we can have a closed session, given that it is going to be an adjudicative permit. Let me look into that. But regardless, at this point in time, direction is good, but a pre-decision is bad.
Right.
So whatever we do needs to be general guidance, sort of.
We need to know where that line is.
Things to consider and bring back.
There were three key points that staff had asked for clarification and direction on, and those are the only things that we would be speaking to. There'd be no decision or determination, only with respect to what we, and as we were asked, are there certain things or elements that are being proposed that we are not comfortable with and we would rather see staff pursue an alternative direction? That does make a determination on that particular issue or metric or topic or whichever it is that they were looking to used to help guide them through the process. Mm-hmm. So,
and I mean, that feedback's going to be invaluable. What you don't want to do is like start lining up votes. You know what I mean? So we definitely need to hear back from each of you on your feelings and thoughts about it. So let me consider whether we want something in writing with bullet points.
And let me offer one more thing. I'm perfectly comfortable if we put something together to having you look at it and making a determination before it's sent out.
Okay.
I mean, I think
let's start there.
I consider you a a key component in this discussion, and so we could draft something, give it to you, and then you can.
Let's do that, the two of you, and this is so critical, you know, to have your votes, that I'll probably run it up my chain too, and just try to get some guidance moving forward, because we want to make sure we have a board that can vote ultimately on the item.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I think this is for Mr. St. John, because we have pretty much everybody has left. Suffice it to say that the staff that we had before us yesterday was an amalgamation of very, very good talent that has spent a long time looking at it. I think all of us were overwhelmed to the point of understanding we had to digest what we've got. I'm not sure that we have digested it yet. But the fact is that, would you please pass on to them, because I think they have left with they gave us a tremendous presentation and we just sat there and stared at them. it's not because we are not moved by that, but rather Alita, I will give it to you and Matt. It's not because we were just unaffected, it's because it's a tremendous problem, and I think you can hear. Everybody here is interested in finding a solution, and I would champion Mr. Giusti and Mr. Noren coming up with something. They are closer to it than
No.
Well, first I'll work with Mr. Noren, then I'll work with Mr. Hayden.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, if I can get them all three of them, I'll do it. Yeah. No. But I'm sorry, Mr. Norman. Mr. Hales.
I don't know how sorry he is.
He's not.
He did on purpose.
No, seriously, we're going to have some kind of a focal point to start. And so I think that's where it is. But I think everybody was affected by it, and we all understand it. We all need to do something, but it's what do we do? So.
Well, and just to further that issue is that, you know, we were told by staff yesterday that there's a potential adoption towards the end of this year, early next year. So my only request is that this needs to be in a timely manner, mm-hmm. right? And I think everybody knows that, but just to make sure that is known out there too.
And I totally agree with that sentiment. The whole board subcommittee, everything else has all been chosen to try and get to a timely decision. And I think enough said.
So I think what I'm hearing is that Jeff and Greg will proceed in putting together some of their thoughts in the same parallel track Samantha will be looking into and then reporting back via through me to you on how Jeff and Greg can disseminate that information or not to the others of you. And that most likely we would then consider having an informational item at the June board meeting as an opportunity for discussion. Did I summarize that?
Unless there's a way that it can be dealt with before that to get staff rolling as quick as possible. So
by all means.
If that exists, let's take that. But no matter what, I think I do like the idea for June, maybe as an informational item, even if it's kind of a retrospective of what's gone on over the last few weeks. If we made this decision
Perfect.
And started moving forward on it, it still affords that to come out in public and to have that dialogue, whether that's
good.
I'll leave
and
it
again,
at that.
You wouldn't be making a decision, but it would be some guidance.
It would be guidance, yeah.
Right,
that
sorry, throw that in there, yes. Understood.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Then I had two others, and I had talked to Matt, St. John, our executive officer. One is I want us to, next meeting, we'll go into executive session on the general, the executive officer evaluation, and we need to get on that. I believe you should have been sent forms. If you aren't, I'll make sure you're sent forms. And then I think we'll have those directed to Patty Corsi. She's to keep them confidential between herself and the board. Then I also thought, it would be fun and educational to invite Chuck Bonham for a 20-minute presentation sometime this year, the director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And then and not to speak to any issue, just generally what they're doing and so on and so forth. And then the third thing is, and I don't want our staff spending time on it other than inviting people, but I think a short forum on global warming and maybe defects in water quality. And we invite really smart muckamucks who know something about that to educate us. And then that way it's not too heavy a board burden, but we're picking up on it and trying to do water quality's part. And you got to start somewhere, and educating ourselves is the first place.
Great, and on that last item, which I think is a great idea, I would recommend that we invite Max Gomberg, who's the state board's lead on climate change, and he can come give a presentation as part of that information item.
And I have some other names to give you, too.
Perfect.
And I want to remind everyone, next board meeting, Catherine Coleman's going to make a cameo appearance and present the good work she's doing in the marine environment area. So, anything else?
Yes, one last thing, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
On behalf of myself, I just wanted to wish Samantha Olson and her future husband the happiest of days.
Yes. Great. See, Samantha, you have to get married to get applause. We're talking. Okay, with that, I'm going to adjourn.